Welcome to the Ether. Today is Saturday, November 27th, 2021. This was a Twitter space hosted by Mando Star. Enjoy the Mando Shilling Station, open for business. I'm Finn, and this is TerraSpaces.org, the Ether. Let's take a listen.
How is everything going with Terrence, Steve? Give us a little bit of alpha or insight of where we are with
Terrence. Is a bit of a headache. We're partnering with Talos. Talos are very good friends of mine and our team, but they're working on a candy machine. I can't divulge like what they just had to do, but they're doing everything right. It just caused a little bit of a delay in their candy machine. We talked about a candy machine and if we had one on Terra or not. I wasn't aware that we had one, but Talos, who we're launching Terrence through, apparently we were going to launch it through a candy machine that they were building, but it's not open. I don't know if it's open source. We talked about an open source, low barrier. Finn is in here. Now I can't tell you anything. But no, seriously, that's coming. The Terrence launch, we postponed it till the 9th. The candy machine's supposed to be live on the 4th. But Talos is, like I said, our friend. So it was a decision internally by everybody to push it to the 9th to give them some time to work on their project. Because they are partnered with us, they were actually going to allow us to mint before the 4th, but we felt it wasn't fair to the other projects. So in the spirit of fairness, because we have a relationship with Talos and they were going to let us do it, the decision was made that it would be bad optics-wise and really not ethically sound to allow us to mint prior to the 4th where the candy machine is live. So we're going to let all the projects that were slated to mint before us. And we'll mint 5 days later after the candy machine goes live.
Yeah, I think, like you said, that's the ethical approach and being, like say, being well partners or like say, coexisting with these projects is more important and making sure that every single community is successful. And I'm like that. I'm hoping that everyone that's launching is successful on the Terra platform.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. You know, if I don't live the way that I run around preaching, then I'm full of shit and I'm a liar, right? I don't just get up here and shout about values and what we should do to improve the community. It's literally all there is, you know. So if you're not working to improve your community, then I mean, realistically, go fuck off. You know, it's just a cash grab at that point. So this is how I live my life. It's not for everybody. But it's been working so far. So, yeah.
Trev, quick question. Is your brain and your body connected at the same time? Because your brain works at like fucking 500 miles an hour. How do they coexist?
I don't really know. I can sprint pretty fast, but I doubt many things move as fast as my brain. but it's weird. I think it's because of, you know, if you're passionate about something, it's such a driving force that you're like, it's just constantly bam, 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 bam. And when you executing actually biologically, when you complete something, it's, you get it like a dopamine hit. So I'm probably just like making myself high by doing shit and doing good things and feeling, you know, doing good things also injects you with dopamine. So I think I just get myself high, like biologically that actually makes sense, believe it or not. so there's your answer. It's not an answer, but it's a good enough answer, I think.
Yeah. I think I was in a space earlier and something that kind of, I think everyone can relate to. I'm going to open this question onto the floor. I'll probably start with SoulClick. Like, How do you guys feel about when you disconnect from, you know, Twitter space or your Discord, you know, when you're trying to get a little bit of a like shut eye? How do you guys feel in terms of, if you're not, do you feel like you have to constantly be there because you might miss something? Or do you feel like you're there? Nah,
I got rid of that feeling, bro. That feeling will fucking kill you. You gotta just let it go. When you have time to jump in, do it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I wish I could live that way, but anytime Mondo has a space, I get spammed with requests from him and DeFi Jedi.
That's true.
You didn't spam me today, though. I joined on my own volition today.
It's working. It's finally working. The subconscious work. It's just there now. Now, you know, when you see a Mondo, you know what? I think he sent me a request. I better go in and have a look.
And you follow what your value set dictates, then everything else will fall into place. That's just a personal kind of philosophy that I try to follow or do follow and try to impart that as well. It might work for you, it might not work for you. You know, who the fuck knows? I actually got to jump, though. This has been fun. It's always a fun time to come in here and talk to you guys because you guys are very receptive to positive outlook and you're very community-driven. So I hope you're all very, very successful. I know you're not all like massive 100,000 follower, you know, projects, but it doesn't really matter. If you're passionate about it, just keep running after it. You might flop this time. Just keep going, I suppose. And yeah, if you guys ever need me, I'll be around. Same with Finn. If you need something, make Finn do it. Actually, he's a maid intern now. He got a fucking badass payday. Give it to Finn and he'll give it to an intern. All right. I got to jump. I'll catch you guys. Have a good one. I'll let you guys know what happens with Miami.
Yeah, let us know. Fill us in when you got a chance to talk to us about how Miami went.
Right.
And yeah, Finn just left when you just told us about his big payday with the.
He's Terra Spaces. Just bring him up and make him talk. Grill him. He needs some grilling. All right, I'll jump. I'll see you guys.
All right. You later.
Yeah, I'm gonna head out as well. I need to go for a walk.
Clear the mind, brother. Clear the mind and come back to the space. Yeah,
100%. I'll be back, guys. Take care.
Can I get Dark Soul of the Space, please? I've not spoke to you about your project, my brother. So if you get a chance to jump up, please do jump up. Anybody else got any questions or what they've been thinking? I know. Like I said, we're talking about today, tomorrow's SoulClix launch. So we want to wish him the best. And I want to make sure that everyone gets an opportunity to get out there and have a look at his project. If you've not already seen it at this moment, it's got probably one of the best features of what he's doing with that project. And there's loads of ways that he's going to be moving that project forward. And I just hope that all of you guys, you know, give it the time and have a look at what he's doing. And I think it's, like I say, it's one of those that's going to be here for a long time. And we want to see him succeed. And like, we want to see everybody else succeeding here.
Thank you, Mando. For real.
No worries, my brother. I got you. Dark Soul, you want to talk to me about Project, please?
Clears throats. What's up, guys? How are we doing?
What's up, brother?
What's up, man?
Man, it's been a while, bro. It's been a while. How you been, Mando?
It's been a while, brother, man. Yes, it has been a while. But yeah, I've been good, man. What about yourself?
I've been blessed, bro. Been blessed. Been. I like saying I'm in the Matrix, you know. So I've been in the Matrix. I have been grinding it out, prepping for Art Basel. We got something special coming up. So yeah, man, I'm in tuned. I'm focused.
Anything that you can share with us today about your current project? Let me just give you guys a bit of background about Dark Soul. So we met in a space a very long time ago, and we got talking, and we got a couple of other people that we kind of connected early on with. All of us have taken different trajectories in terms of project. I think the group that we initially created, it was Tripping Balls, myself, Dark Soul, and New Bat City at the time. And I think just looking at that and how we've all branched into different areas and within the same space. But yeah, I just want to get like a background of where you are currently. Do you know, do just share with us. I don't know if everyone's heard you in this space, so give us a little bit of background about yourself, what you're currently working on at the moment, if you can discuss that, and where you are with it.
Yeah, of course. So quickly on my background, I guess my career started off in graphic design. I used to work for the Miami Dolphins, then went to the Heat. And then from there, I kind of fell in love with this process called design thinking. Really try to kind of get in the mix of that. Google it if you have a chance. It sounds so abstract, but it's how kind of companies or like your Googles and your Facebooks, how they kind of advance. It's more than numbers. It's really just sitting down, thinking beyond the numbers in a creative way. So with that being said, currently I've worked and scaled ice cream cereal bars. I've worked for fashion companies out of New York. I won't say the names of them just because I'm trying to do something. So I don't want to kind of like mess up those opportunities. But now I am back in Miami, Florida. I work for a tech company out in Brickell. I hate my job, but it pays a lot. So I'm there. And that's what brought me to the NFT space. So we actually got involved early with a lot of projects, just, and I'm going to just say by the grace of God, because it was, you know, by luck, honestly. But, you know, what they say, preparation meets luck or something, great opportunity. So we were able to get into the Solana Monkey business very early. No longer a holder, but, you know, wish I still was. Able to get into Thugbirds pretty early and Meerkats. So, you know, we've just kind of like been, and I say we as my team, we've just kind of been lucky and been early. So we decided to actually just utilize our creative abilities, being that I'm, you know, I'm a designer, or I don't even like saying that. I know how to design. And I have an illustrator who's a guy I've been working with for about 3 years. His nickname is AI, based off of Illustrator, but I love the guy. We started off as Dark Solitarium. I think some of you guys actually may have saw that. If you haven't, it was a kind of like a space exploration where we were trying to actually take our NFTs and create an immersive experience. Now, although we could have executed and it could have been a fun project, we saw a flaw in our approach. You know, in this space, you really have to kind of understand what the consumer psyche wants. And in such a confusing space, we noticed that the simplistic thing that any maybe newcomer will ever look for is a new profile picture. That doesn't mean that they won't be a collector of fine art. They won't be a collector of, you know, more even doper 3D projects. But just as the process of just being onboarded is so difficult, we realized that the last thing they were looking for was something also difficult to purchase. So they're looking for that easy kind of fun new thing that they can get into. And we were so burnt out of Dark Solitarium that we were like, yo, let's just have fun with this approach. Let's create such a very low cost barrier, entry barrier, that, you know, it doesn't break your bank, but it still gives you value because of what we're trying to build over time. And it's fun because, you know, we're creating profile pictures that are actually more unique to people's personality, their representations. We were intentionally trying to be inclusive with all of our designs. So you'll see kind of an array of shades, array of like battle combat outfits, cool outfits, fashionable outfits. We wanted to kind of really tackle what we think the average person kind of cares about. So we've been working on that. I'm probably like, I think I'm about 30% of the way complete of a 5,000 collection. And out of the 30%, they're all individually unique from the next. So it's a slower process, but it's, to me, is going to be extremely worth it. We also have our community in a Discord jotting out ideas. So if you want to partake, feel free to join our Discord, jump in the think tank, and just let us know what creative ideas you want to see. Because essentially, this is like I said, we're having fun. We want you guys to have fun. It's not necessarily about trying to make this like the dopest project. It's going to do that on its own just from, you know, our approach in it. So it's called Kids. And for Art Basel, I don't want to speak much of it, but we will provide a recap video for the people that won't be here. But it's in a very, very aggressive guerrilla marketing tactic that we're going to be working with. We realized that, you know, if you're not familiar with Art Basel, there's so many events going on that people don't realize that you will get lost in the sauce. And it's not necessarily a bad thing, but there's so many parties, so many art galleries, so many pop-up art galleries that it's going to be hard to try to get the attention of your consumer. So what we're going to do is we actually have the, and it's public information, but we figured out where all of the top, you know, NFT and kind of art projects events are going to be. And yeah, we're going to just kind of pop up and have this, I'm not even going to say what it is, but once you see it, you're going to be like, that's a fucking genius idea. But yeah, it's going to pop up. It's going to be good vibes. The music that we have is going to be actually curated by, if you ever seen Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Jazzy Jeff, the guy that always gets thrown at the house, his son is one of our close friends. So, but he's also a, you know, a pretty, he's actually a pretty great DJ in New York. He, if you're in New York, you, I'm not going to say his name, but you've probably been to some of his sets. If you listen to like Afro punk or Afro beats, hip hop, jazz, R&B type of vibe. So he's going to create a mix specifically for this event, just so people can also vibe as they're trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. So yeah, long story short, that's kids. Give us a follow, join the Discord. Please reach out if you have questions. Like, I'm being my complete self with this. Still professional, but I'm having fun with it. I'm not trying to wow people with like, oh my God, more utility. Well, no, let's have fucking fun. Let's build this shit up. So yeah, that's me.
Yeah, I got a chat. I don't know, go for you.
No, I was just, I had some questions about Art Basel in Miami, but go ahead if you had questions about the project, Mondo.
Yeah, no, I was just going to chime in. You know, I hope Dark Soul, you put Dark Solitarian just on ice for now, because the way you think, you know, everyone says to me, I think like 2030, but the way Dark Solitarian thinks is 2040. And I hope that that project comes back to life at some point, because I think it was an amazing project. And I just think what you were doing, people weren't ready for it right now. And I think this is something that will catch fire a little bit later on. And I don't want you to miss out on it, because you were the first one to come with that project. And I think it is going to be an epic project when it comes to life. I just hope that, like I said, because you put so much time and effort into that project, that you don't just put it aside. It's just, you know, it's just an ice for now. And that, you know, you revisit that when you're ready, good and ready. But yeah, guys, like I said, you know, Dark Soul, if you guys want to get some alpha in terms of how to manage your product in terms of marketing, this is the man, and this year will be able to give you pure alpha on things like this. He's given me so much advice in the short period of time that we've known each other, in terms of project wise, what I need to be looking at, things that I might have not even thought about in my own scope. And I feel like I've got pretty wide scope, but the things that he's come to me with is like, I've not even fathomed the idea of looking at these areas. So really, you know, if you've got an opportunity, join the Discord. If you get an opportunity, drop him a DM. If you feel like there's any questions, Click. I'd probably recommend that you ask him a couple of questions, either privately or on the space, just to about how to get your project out there, because our Click has got his launch tomorrow. So we just want to make sure he's getting all the right attention, getting all the right advice in terms of how we can go forward. But yeah, Dark Soul, in terms of what he's been doing in the space and what he brings in terms of previous experience, is massive for our community.
You about to make me blush, bro. I'm really dark skinned too, so you're about to make me blush, man. I'm happy to answer any questions, man. What's up?
Oh no, I was just gonna say I just joined your Discord. It's nice to meet you, man. I'll be making connections with you.
Yes, sir. We'll connect, man. I'm happy. And I know somebody maybe had a question about Art Basel. I'm happy to answer those questions as well.
In fact, I think you had a question for Art Basel.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm going to be down there as well. I definitely want to link up with you. Do you guys have a booth out there or what?
No, so we don't have a booth. We're actually going to be mobile. We're working with I'd rather not say, but it will be a mobile kind of experience. Nothing you can kind of partake in, but you will be able to use your phone to kind of interact with it on a very, very base level. But the whole point of it was to be able to, because, you know, from my experience, like I said, I've been here for about 10 years. The difficulties with having those kind of pop-ups and those your designated areas is that the areas that they're placing them at, Miami's very congested. You know, it's basically the same infrastructure from the 80s, the 70s, the 60s. Right. So when you bring all those people into these pocket areas, you know, you're pretty much walking everywhere, which is fine. But when you have events so scattered, people don't walk to every event the way you think they would. It's very, it's not like New York where people will walk blocks or miles. People in Miami are lazy, and it's the, and like I said, the infrastructure is not really built for you to kind of take that long walk. So with our approach, we're going to basically bring our attention to you. So yeah, well, I'll definitely be, like I said, I'll definitely bring a little recap video to show exactly what we did and why we did it.
That's awesome, bro. Yeah, I'll be down there, so I'll definitely be looking for you guys.
Yeah, slide in the DM. I'll give you a little information, and I'll also send you this massive Excel list that we were gifted. I'm pretty sure everyone has it, but it's basically all the events going on, some private events, some VIP events. So maybe, you know, you find something that you actually like or didn't know was going on, you can partake.
Yeah, I think that's like, see, it's, I think what I've just got from what you said in terms of this event is, I see, you know, if you can't bring Muhammad to the mountain, bring the mountain to Muhammad. So making sure that, like, see, you're getting to as many people as possible. And if that means, like, if you're being mobile and connecting from a far further distance because of foot traffic not being the same, but that's what you got to do. Like you say, we evolve. We don't stay stagnated. We evolve with our projects. We evolve with how we communicate with people.
I agree. I completely agree.
Anybody else got any questions that they'd like Dark Soul to answer?
Is your artwork? I'm sorry if you told me I didn't hear it, bro. Is it generative? Like, is it, or you hand do drawing everything?
So I'm it's not generative. We're not basically having like specified layers. We are drawing everything right now. I think we have over 700 different options. But out of those 700 different options, I am manually like picking like, okay, this character is going to have this hat. This character might have this shirt. And we're doing it all through Illustrator. So it's not necessarily a fast process to kind of like add these different layers or kind of critique them. I know people use Photoshop to basically kind of create those different, I guess you could say, styles. But for us, it's I would highly say it's definitely more manual. And if I tag him all the time in the Discord, he doesn't like to get attention, but AI, like he doesn't sleep. He'll probably crank out 100 different, you know, attributes. And right now we're kind of going through a phase where we're going through our Rolodex of, I guess you could say, people of interest. So now we're also creating custom ones. If you look on our profile, I think I have it pinned. We just did a simple one for Mac Miller. You know, I was a big fan. I was super sad when we lost him, but I wanted to just, you know, do a simple little write up. I'm not a wordsmith, but just being able to create something that shows like, hey, look, I love this. And other people also realize like, damn, we do miss it. We do like loved his music, and just giving people who had never heard of Mac Miller, giving them the chance to hear it. Like, that's kind of like the approach I'm going with the art. Like, we can really do anything, anyone. It's very nostalgic. And yeah, like I said, I'll even give you a little alpha. We're probably even going to do like a 0.10 mint. So it's going to be very cheap. But so far we've actually had more people pay more to create their own custom one. So that just kind of lets me know that people are having fun with it. But yeah.
So is this something that you would do on request if somebody said, like, you know, they may like have a favorite artist of theirs that they want doing? Is that something that you could do on request, or is that?
Yeah, we're actually, right now we have the floodgates open. We haven't promoted it much, but we're probably going to do like 50 to up to 100 custom ones if people want them. So far, I think I've done about 20. And to me, the best part about that is that, like I said, it gives people what they actually want, what resonates with them. Because sometimes it's pictures of who they actually are. Sometimes it's their favorite character of a video game, and they want to mix in, you know, their outfit from prom or something. Like, it's very random, but it allows somebody who's maybe not as creative, or who thinks they're not creative, have that moment to say, oh shit, like I can create whatever I want. And like I said, and I'll be super transparent. When we went through this approach, we were kind of cautious because we're like, well, who would give a fuck about that, right? But to me, it was because we were having fun while we were doing it, we realized that that energy and that kind of aura would transcend onto other people. And that's exactly what it's been. Like and we actually had people tell us their favorite cartoons. I think I went through 100 tweets of people just telling me like shit from like the 90s. People were educating me on like anime from like the 70s and 80s. I've never heard of, cause I love watching anime. I'm still a newbie. I'm only 2 years in, but yeah, like just getting people to realize like, oh shit, like you're still a kid, or, you know, life happens, but ultimately we're all just big kids. We can still tap into our creativity.
Yeah. I've already got ideas on what you're creating, but I'm going to talk to you that in the Discord. But yeah, I think, you know what? I'll be honest. There's such a different energy or vibe coming off you now compared to previous project. I think there was previous project, there was expectations to meet. And I felt a different energy coming from you. But right now, like you said, this energy is flowing. It's like you say, super easy the way you're talking about it. You don't feel like you're kind of like, not mince your words, but having to explain it to people, and it's just easy to talk about, and like you said, everybody can get on board and everybody can relate. I think previous project, like say you were trying to give a person a vision or an idea or go through a journey with you with that project. I think this one, like you say, it's so easy to talk to, everybody here can probably relate to a character or a person that's had influence on their life. Like, you know, for me, you know, big influence in my life has been Naruto, but, you know, that's someone I grew up with when I was a kid. It's someone that, you know, I lived through that journey with the other people. Like, how can you relate to an anime? Well, you've not lived that the way, you know, the way that my life has gone and the way this character's life has evolved and things like that. So it's weird how we relate to different things. But like you say, the way you're speaking about this is so, you know, it's uplifting, it's free, it's, like you say, it's fun. And like I say, props to you, bro, man, kudos. And hopefully, thank like, we have a real good, successful project after this. And
I appreciate that, bro. And I'll actually just end with this, and because I think it's important, because if I felt this way, I assume maybe a lot of other project owners may feel that way. But the reason that I also personally wanted to pivot was just because, and as you said, it was the expectation, but it just kind of lost the fun aspect, right, with Dark Solitarium. I also kind of didn't like the other Twitter spaces I was going in. It was almost kind of like everyone was saying the same thing. Everyone was trying to do the same thing, different buzzwords of the week. Like, I haven't heard anyone say utility in the last maybe week. But that was like a super hard buzzword 2 weeks ago. And I know the space moves fast, but I'm like, man, I'd rather just have fun, because I feel like when I first got into it with Solana Monkey Business and we were in the Discord, yo, it was the conversation was all about like the colors, like the what the fuck are we doing? Like it was very raw and genuine and in its infancy. And I feel like we actually made the space go faster than it needed to go. So I said, all right, let me take a step back and let me just really pivot and make something that I want personally. If we really need to get into the deep aspects of the utility, you know, we will. But I don't think we're even there yet. We're still teaching people how to create wallets. So I think the last thing they're worried about is like, all right, where is this project going? Like, no. Like I said, they're looking for how to set it up, and then looking for, all right, what's the coolest project to me? What has the dopest artwork that I would love to put as my profile picture? I think that we're still barely in that phase. But that's my opinion, though. That's super my opinion.
And I have to, like you say, second that opinion, because like I say, when we first got into this space, it was all about derivatives. It was all about utility. It was all about DAOs, and like I said, all of this conversation has like moved on. It Now it's all about gaming. It's all about have you got a game that you're going to actually bring to the market quickly, because there's so many different companies out there that can support that kind of functionality in a very quick way. So like you said, this space evolves so quickly, and if you're caught up in what's evolving and you're not sticking to your ethics and your morals and your values of what your project's going to be, you're going to get lost within that, because like you say, you could probably ever change your roadmap before you produce your final setup of what your roadmap is going to look like. But I always say it's good to keep it organic, good to keep it in terms of organic, in the sense of like, you know, things do branch off and you may not have thought of something that you want to add. Doesn't mean that your roadmap's, you know, it's got to be just structured in a certain way where, you know, X, you know, so once you go through step A, go to step B, step C, it can be like you say, you do B and then you go to a D or something where, you know, you might have missed a step, but you'll revisit that later on. But like I say, it's not always have to be what the community is saying, that, you know, we need more utility, we need more DAOs, we need this, we need that. I think if you're honest to your project and you stick to what you thought when you come into this space and try to work with that kind of vision, I think you'll be more successful. And I think a lot of us all got caught up in the terminologies and, you know, the buzzwords that were being thrown out. And it kind of got you kind of subconsciously vulnerable, because you're like, oh, I didn't really think about this when I came into this space. Like, I'll be honest, I never thought about DAOs before I came into this space when I was doing my NFT. Still not thought about DAOs, but yeah, at one point in my journey, I did think, should I have, you know, thought about doing a DAO? Or how do I go about doing a DAO? And things like that. But to me, it's like, say, if I'm going to be true to my project, it is, you know what, you didn't have that in your focus. Can you branch into it? I don't know how to branch into it. Maybe I need to start speaking to other people to branch into it. But does it benefit my community having a DAO? Or do I have, you know, what kind of value does that bring to my community? Or what kind of value does that bring to people that are following my project? So like I say, it's just being honest to what your project is doing. And like I say, I just hope that you're just happy with what you're doing, and you just sound so much more happier. Like you said, a massive burden has been lifted off your shoulder in terms of what you're creating.
Without a doubt, bro. Without a doubt. And I hate to be that guy that just talks all the time and dips, but I need to call my brother. So, Mando, I know you said you also wanted to chat. I still want to chat with you one-on-one. So maybe tomorrow if you have time.
Yeah, we'll hook up sometime tomorrow or maybe the day after. Whenever you're free, we'll have a conversation. Probably do it on Telegram or something, but I'll connect with you on that. But yeah, just if you get a chance or put someone in your community, Dark Soul, just to let you know, SoulClick's got his launch tomorrow. Put that in. Yeah, if you want to just air that out in your community, just to let them people know, just have a look at the project and see what my brother's doing over there. And if there's something that they like or interested in, maybe they can hop in and on the mint.
No, for sure. I'm definitely checking it out now. Yo, and congratulations, SoulClick, man. I'm reading a little more into it now. So give me a second, and I will definitely inform.
Thank you, man. I super appreciate it.
No problem, bro. No problem. Well, I want all y'all to have a blessed night, man. I'm going to call my brother real quick, but if you guys are still on, I'll jump right back on. Much love.
Yo, Mando, I just wanted to reset the room real quick. Is that cool?
Yeah, go for it, man.
I'm just listening to y'all and trying to apply for a job making art for kids to learn.
Oh, tell us more about it. Sounds very interesting.
Well, ironically, the company's called Hellosaurus. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, that's cool. I like it.
Yeah, they're making interactive reading apps for kids, or reading and playing apps, so that the kids are not just staring at a screen. They're like interacting with what they're watching, so that they're learning actively.
Yeah, that's cool. How do they do that? Like digitally or?
Yeah, it looks like it's tablet stuff, and they've got mostly younger kids stuff, but I think they're going to work with some older kids stuff too.
Damn, that's cool. So are you going to like use that method in what you do, or are you part of that project or?
Oh, I'm just trying to apply because like I said, I'm balancing doing this project with applying to jobs because I got to get some bills paid. And, like, I lost most of my jobs fairly recently, so.
I feel you.
Yeah, I think everyone's been through a real tough patch with the post-COVID. Well, we're still in COVID, but everyone's had, been affected in some way or form. It's not been an easy environment for the last 18 to 2 years of, and you think, what, that's just been taken away from us. I don't even remember how that bloody time's gone in this little space. And I think, it gave us new lease of life in terms of my creativity. I've been able to go down a route where I've looked at doing a project and I managed to do one. But I think also I feel like I've lost 2 years of my life. We, in our country, in the UK, we were all down in lockdown. So we were locked down in your house. So you, for a year, you weren't allowed, only time you allowed out your house was getting groceries, doing shopping or going to work, or you were going for a walk or some sort of exercise. Apart from that, you weren't allowed out your house for about 12 months. And in between that, we all moved from working from the office to working from home, and then getting used to that environment of working in your own house. And then how, because I'm a well-being and a performance manager, how do I replicate what I was doing in an office space to how I can do this online with people looking through a screen, and things like that. So I've had, everyone's had different objections that they've come across in that way. And now, now we moved back into, after 2 years, we're moving back into the office, and it's a bit alien-like because I'm so used to seeing these people on the screen now, and seeing these people in life again, and being able to have, a real conversation and be able to, we're allowed to kind of, shake hands now again, as long as you sanitize. But you're allowed to do things like that. And before, we weren't, you weren't being able to connect with that person.
You rugged there for a second, but I got a majority of it. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there. Have I been rugged?
I heard the whole thing.
Oh, shit. I was going my bad. Bit. Guess it's my
shit. Yeah, why are you rugging over there, Cliff?
I was going in a bit of a tangent there, but I think what I was trying to just get to is the fact that we're trying to make up for the time we've lost, and how do we do that? And we're working twice as hard to kind of make up for the time. And I hope, I've had COVID and I got it pretty bad, and I was only lucky because I don't know how you guys feel about the vaccine, but I managed to get one of the vaccines. And then I got COVID after I had my first vaccination, which meant that when I was in around my parents and my father-in-law, my father-in-law is almost 90 years old, and the cold could easily kill him. So I was just, so conscious about being, because I didn't know at the time that I had it until I got tested the next day. And I was in, sat with him, talking to him. And that was just going through my mind for 48 hours until I found out that he got tested negative. But yeah, it was a scary time for everybody in that time, really. But I think it's also grown other things in people. I'm sure, I don't know how everyone else got into their NFT project space, but it was being locked in the house, thinking of different things to do, that gave me the opportunity to kind of get into this space.
Absolutely. I mean, I hate saying it just because, so many people, died or lost, a lot, I mean, I know I got set back big time financially, but I know people had it worse. But I am kind of thankful for it because, honestly, it forced me out of a bad career because, I love massage. I love helping people, but I'm also somebody that I'm going to give even when my body's breaking down. And I already had one injury that's probably never going to go away. And I was just going to keep working myself to the bone at that. And, suddenly I couldn't do it anymore because all of my clients, they're elderly. And so everybody dropped off and I had to find other avenues. So this kind of forced me to go a different direction.
Yeah, facts.
And then lost everything else because I was teaching online and then China was no foreign teachers. So I lost that too.
What were you teaching online?
If you've heard of VIP Kid, I was teaching English to kids in China. It's a one-on-one situation. It's actually really fun. And oh my goodness, Asian kids are the most adorable kids on the planet. And they just got my heart every time. And having to say goodbye to them in those last few weeks, I was near tears every class.
Oh, Dad, such a small world. My sister does the same thing, but she works for a company. I don't know if it's just UK-based, but they work in China as well. But they were called Dada. Just called, yeah, Dada. And they work with a lot of... She had, like kids from China. And they're so well-behaved and mannered in terms of... And from a really, really young age. And she's always telling me, like, she's, like, literally, like, part of the family now. So, like, everything, because obviously she's got a kid. And now, you know, they're happy to work around her as well, because obviously she's got to, you know, look after her child. And she's doing this. So, and the parents are, like, super respectful towards her and on what she does. And vice versa, the kids are really respectful towards her. I don't know if it's what's ingrained into their culture or things like that, but it's, you know, it comes through in every time she speaks to them. And she's like always saying, oh, I want my kids to be in this kind of, like, you know, mannerisms and how respectful they are towards teachers. Like, you know, we used to go to school, and some of the classes we used to go to, like, we'd never respect that teacher. Not just because we didn't like the teacher, it was just something that you did. Not something that you did, but more something that you, I don't know, just as you're growing up, you just sometimes don't really care about education at certain points.
Yeah, they taught us about the culture with this company just because, you know, it would help. Like, it was optional, but we learned about it constantly. And, like, yeah, these kids, they don't actually ever in normal school directly interact with their teacher. The teacher teaches them in a big group, and it's the teacher lecturing up front, and the students memorize. So one of the crazy things is they tell you about it, too. They're like, so these kids, they're going to memorize really well. They do. And, like, my smartest student was, like, 5 or 6. He was insane. He was, like, just so crazy good. The only thing that his mom had to help him with is she did his advanced math, because he's doing, like high-end division and stuff in his lessons. It was crazy. But, yeah, it's absolute respect. They're supposed to be in there at a certain time, sitting a certain way, at attention. They even did this little video where a girl explained the differences, and she found it very weird that students over here will, like, slouch at their desks or lay their heads down, because that's not accepted there.
Yeah, I think it's, like, frowned upon if you do things like that. But yeah, it's just like, it's a totally different world. And I think most of us, like, when we were growing up, or maybe at some point, we took education granted, because, like, you know, in the UK, it's free education, free to go to university. You know, we get funding to go to university if you're not of a certain, like you say, if your household isn't making so much, you know, you get to go on these things. Like, that would probably work. So me and my wife, we had two total different upbringings. My wife had to pay for her tuition because her father obviously had a lot of businesses, came on the side of that, but he's had money and they've had wealth. And then I come from the opposite side, where I had to, you know, apply for funding to get myself to university, which is all there for everybody in the UK for us to apply for as much funding as you like, you know, to, you know, from living accommodation to eating to, you know, paying for your degree. But yeah, I think those are options that we take for granted now, compared to what it was like before or what it is like in other countries.
Yeah, over there, it's super competitive from what I understand, and a lot of it's paid. Like, I mean, parents were paying for this tutoring, which was extra stuff that they did after school, and there's a lot of push for them to pass their exams, and if the parents have money, they pay for extra lessons, and they really push them to, like, excel at every subject and go into, like, different businesses and stuff. It's, like, a huge push over there, and I don't know if there's, like, just a different situation or whatnot. But, like, China actually said that they ended it partially because it was putting lower-income families at a disadvantage. And then so part of it is they were not having more than one child because they couldn't afford the extra education costs. And China's already having kind of a birth rate issue.
Yeah, I got to say, it's a very interesting culture. And also, I was talking to somebody else the other day about how, you know, the numeracy, how they work numeracy in their actual numbers, it works out their fractions or something like that, or their times table. It basically plays in the hands of how they write the numbers in their native language. That's why they say they excel so quickly in mathematics, especially because of how it's written out, because it kind of formulates the answer while you're writing it. So of some sort, but I can't really explain it too well, but someone was telling me that in regards to how they do it, that's why they're so good with numbers. But let's move on to that a different conversation, because we feel like we've kind of like digested that conversation quite a lot.
Sorry about that.
I want to shout out to Infamous is in here. They're an awesome project that's had a lot of success. I'd love to hear anything they have to say.
Well, hello, everybody. It's been a minute. Manto, sorry I got your text, but I was at the grocery store. I was like, I need to get some groceries and a bottle of wine, and then I'll jump onto Twitter space.
What is it, white, red, or rosé?
Oh, we're going red. We're moving into winter season, so I don't know. I picked up a nice Malbec, so.
Ooh, nice. Nice bottle of Malbec, huh?
Yes, indeed.
Australian or Argentinian?
What was that?
Australian or Argentinian Malbec?
Oh, Argentinian. I'm from Mendoza. It. Yes, I'm not a super huge wine like snob. I don't have a palate. I can't go, oh, this tastes bouquets of roses and, like, I don't know, baby butts. I don't really know. I have no idea what, just like, I know what I like, and I don't like it too sweet, and I like it kind of dry. And I usually just stick with, I like Malbecs, and that's pretty much it. So, but yeah, I don't know. How's everyone doing?
Pretty good. Yeah.
Awesome. Mando, how's the mint go? I kind of fell off the radar. Things got really stressful in real life and some stuff with Infamous Monkeys, and I couldn't keep up with everybody and what was going on. So,
Sorry about that. That was me coughing while I still had my mic on. Yeah, mint went well. We've gone on to Magic Eden, which was a very big day for me today, because I got a message saying, we've received your hash list and we've put you onto the secondary platform. So that was a real big day for me, because I think when I, from inception, the moment I did my project and the very first space I went into a space with Magic Eden, and just listening to the guys over at Magic Eden and how they accommodate projects and how personalized they make it. And I just felt that's the marketplace I want to get into. And then hearing other conversations where people say, oh, they've been, they reject you, or they've been rejected from Magic Eden, which played up on my mind a lot, because I thought, oh, is my project going to be good enough to get on that platform or anything like that? And to finally get that approval, it's just been like an uplifting for the day. And I've just felt really kind of like happy today, or kind of like been buzzing. Went to my nephew's birthday party today, celebrated that with him. It's been a real good day for me today. Project's going well. We are, like I said, we're moving into phase two in terms of doing our next launch. But what we are going to be doing is probably what I'm going to be shilling to everybody here, is we're going to be looking at doing a dual launch for the next project, sorry, the next series, where we're going to be doing half of our collection on Terra Luna, and we're going to be doing the other half on Solana as well. So there's loads of really fun and exciting things to come from our project. And also we're working with someone called Laura Labs, where we're going to be doing turning our masterpieces into live NFTs, where there'll be aspects of the NFT. If you touch it, you'll see movement, you'll see backgrounds changing. There's going to be loads of things going on. There's also a game that we're going to be involved with on their side. But I don't want to talk too much about my thing at the moment, just that we've just gone on to Magic Eden right now. I want to make sure that I share this platform with Soul Clip, because he's got his launch tomorrow. And we just want to get some alpha from you in terms of how a successful mint goes and how a project can be successful throughout its tenure.
Alpha.
Oh my God, you guys put me on the spot. That's so funny. Guys, I don't know if I can drop the alpha. First off, congratulations.
Take a big sip of your wine and then release the alpha.
All right. Alpha. Well, first off, seriously, congratulations about Magic Eden. That's awesome. That's always a big a big step, and it's just nice to get your project out there. And that sounds amazing. That second phase, cross bridging the networks. That's brilliant. Yeah, and SoulClex, though, that'll be fun and exciting tomorrow. I I'm sorry and I apologize for not keeping up. I will get on my Twitter and help promote and say some good stuff. Alpha.
Thank you.
Let's see. You know, Infamous Monkeys was a stealth drop. So this was back, 4 weeks ago now, which in, NFT land was like 100 years ago. So, and we kind of had to pivot our project because we had to take into account market conditions and things like that. So we were a stealth drop, and we were kind of working with what the market wanted, which was, hey, fun stealth drop. And we had really good art, which was the other thing about it. I would just say that just keep on, definitely just getting on as many Twitter spaces and making friends, and just really just tomorrow, just hit it with the Twitter and the tweets and getting people to retweet. And, I can maybe, my buddies, the Crypto Pets, they have a weekly AMA, on Sunday. And I can DM you, and you could probably hop on to their AMA after they usually do their bits. They're getting ready to launch, I think, in 3 days. And then Omni-Man always lets other people come up and chill their projects. So I'm more than happy to connect you with that. Yeah. And I would just say that no matter what, just stay positive and be flexible, and you're going to do great. It's going to be good.
Thank you. It's really nice hearing that from someone who's been through it. And Mando is going through it right now. Just got listed on Magic Eden. That's so big. I am talking to Magic Eden. I got approved as well. So we are going on Magic Eden as well. I love Magic Eden. That's why if you look at the character, you could see the Magic Eden eyes as like a tribute. But yes, if you can please do that, like, you know how it is. I don't know what's going to happen. I have a really good community that supports me, but at the end of the day, you never know. So any help is truly appreciated. And I swear, I really mean it. Like, it's truly appreciated.
Oh, absolutely. You're welcome. And we all are, we have to support each other. I mean, I'm going through some stuff right now because our floor price is like, so it's been, for me, it's been a hard week because it's been just kind of been freaking out about that. And I've had to turn to a lot of other people in this community and just, listening to them and what's going on. It's the space moves so fast. So it's, I think it's good to have hopes, but also be realistic about, being able to pivot. Like Friendly Frogs right now, I don't know if you guys know Andy and her project, but she's amazing, and she had to kind of readjust and she had to cut her supply down, and she's still minting and it's taking a while. She's actually doing a space. She's going to see how it goes. She said that she's going to do a Twitter space for as long as the rest of her mint takes to go tonight. So, so I just think that, being flexible and being able to adjust to whatever, things might be, dictated by the market. So.
Yeah, I think the most important thing that I've just taken away from what you just said is support and leaning on people. And you lean on people that you've made those connections with at your hardest times. And support is, like you say, support comes from the community, comes from the Solana space, comes from your own Discord. So, like you say, support comes from a network that you've built. And if you've built a good network, you've got good standing in the community, then that means that, when your project comes to that point and you need that support or alpha in any way, you've got that. And like, so you can rely on people to come through or come good for you in terms of your project. And I think that's what we all kind of do in this space, is making sure that we support one another when a creator comes to launch. What can we do or go out our way to kind of help that project along and be successful? Because like I said, we don't want people to fall at the first hurdle and start getting disengaged and kind of like let that project kind of, fall flat. We want to make sure that we give them the right support, necessary requirements that are needed to make sure that's a success. Because, we don't know the time and effort someone's gone through to put a project together in terms of Because if it's a one-man project, two-man project, you know, sometimes these projects can take up to 6 months to put together for a person, and then to fall at mid, it can be, like you say, disheartening. But it's all about making those people feel uplifted, and we crack on and we carry on.
Absolutely, that's what it is about. Like I am so incredibly grateful for the people that I've met in this space that have kind of helped, you know, gone before and guided, as well as other people who are, you know, minting and or their projects are going to be upcoming. I don't know if you know Frisk from Trippin' Balls, but he's just a wonderful human. And, you know, he hasn't launched his projects yet. He's had to, you know, kind of go, okay, hold up. I'm, you know, having to readjust and things like that. We talk a lot about just like what, you know, what to do. And it's just been wonderful, you know. And I'm not going to lie, there's going to be some tough, crazy times and you're going to be like, oh my God, ah. So it's, you know, just prepare, but also take some deep breaths and just realize that things are going to be okay.
Yeah, I met Frisk a very, very long time ago, and we've been, like, I think that's what I was talking to the rest of the group about, because we had someone called Dark Solitaire in here as well. And we said how we first built those bridges between me, Trippin' Balls, Soul Solitarium, and New Bat City, how we guys kind of were in the same space at the same time with our projects. And I remember when Trippin' Ball was meant to be released, and then he pulled his release back just because, and he had the foresight to see where the landscape was going, which is really interesting. And if any of you get a chance to go join Trippin' Ball's community, it's worth it, because the amount of engagement and things he's constantly doing while still running his normal day-to-day job, it's really, really inspiring to see the effort he puts into that community. And you can see the reward he gets back in terms of the engagement, the constant contest, the constant rewards, the constant, you know, airdrops. So he's just building that community to the point where it's getting ripened. And I think when the market is right, he'll go to mint with that project. And like I said, another project that I wish that, you know, he succeeds at everything he does, because he's such a like beautiful individual. And if you ever get into one of his spaces, you'll know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. Which, yeah, I mean, he's just he's a really great guy. So do you know him, SoulClick, at all? Do you, ever talk to Chris?
But I've seen Trippin' Balls in and out of spaces, and I'm going to join the Discord. Like, for you two to talk so highly about them, it's something I have to check out.
Yes, he is a wealth of knowledge and so incredibly friendly, and he's just very smart and on it. And so, yeah, he's just a really good resource, and he always makes time for people to talk to. So, I would definitely check him out. Also, have you checked in with Soul NFT Radar at all?
I've message them, they know about us, but nothing like fam or anything, you know. But I've talked to Soul Big Brain and Rick Bacchus. I don't know if you know them, but they're on board with the launch tomorrow. I hope, you know, hope they can throw a retweet our way.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, you're doing all the right things. Yeah, I mean, well, if Soul Big Brain gets you tweeted out there, that's a good thing. He's kind of a big deal in the space and doing some good things for Solana, so that's great that you're making the connects.
That's a bit of an understatement, guys. If you've got a Soul Big Brain on par, then we can probably expect the moon and probably nothing less. But yeah, I would definitely get in contact with Lauren on Soul NFT Radar. Best thing about that project, that and also Soul Chief. Is it Scout Chiefs? I can't remember. It's Soul Chiefs or Soul Scout Chiefs. Them guys do such organic work for your community. It's like you say, it's imperative that you have people like that on your side, because like I say, they promote your work just purely on the basis of you know, getting you more genuine followers for your project, or giving eyes to, because they've got such a big community there, getting eyes to people that may not have seen you in the spaces or on Twitter. So definitely get someone out there to them, or I'll get in contact with her hopefully after this session and see what she can do. She can put some quickly out there for your mint tomorrow.
Yeah, please do. You never know who's going to come out of the woodworks and help out, you know? Like, I know the creator of the Caveman Club. He's awesome. I've talked to him about the project. I hope things go, like, I hope he throws us some love, you know? I've talked to Soul Big Brain just vaguely, like, probably less than 15 messages, but I can tell, like, dude is awesome. He was scoping me out, see how I talk. He was awesome. Good energy. He said, just stay with true to the community. He said it's important to, like, who's around you, who's in charge of modding your Discord, making sure, like, everyone's family. Like, so I don't, you know, I'm really, no matter what happens, I know that they're watching. Like, I'm not going to give up. So yeah, I've seen many circumstances where the artists go a week or two. Like I said, like my friend Steven, 2 weeks, nothing. And then Gary V retweets him, and now he's, I can't even explain it, right? Like, that, it's just amazing. And so I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give up until it's successful.
Oh, that's, I mean, you, it, part of this is, I mean, attitude, you know, you definitely have to have that good attitude and just know that there's going to be ups and downs. And with those downs, you just keep on, you know, pushing through and definitely don't be, I know for me, I think I, what's taken me a little bit to learn, I have gotten a little bit more pushy about things to some degree. So it's just, if you, you know, if you want to go and talk to someone, like, don't be afraid to, like, you know, be a little pushy. Like, obviously you're a very nice human. And I think that sometimes being nice can put us, which goes, I mean, I'd rather hang out with someone nice than someone who's trying to be, like, overly pushy. But if this is a, you know, there's a lot of projects in this space. So don't be afraid to just, you know, keep pushing a little bit. And if, you know, use the connects that you have and be like, hey, so Big Brain, hey, we're, you know, we're minted today, or, you know, whatever the, whoever the projects that the other connects that you have in your life, just, you know, cause there's a lot going on. And sometimes we forget that, you know, other people are also have a lot going on in their lives. So they just might, you know, they did not take it personal. You know, that's the other big thing.
Yeah, definitely. Don't be like, don't send him a million messages, but give him a little bit of a notification. He might forget. The dude is like, you guys are very busy, and I can imagine you're just as busy. So thank you for all this. This was super alpha, and I'm excited. I'm not nervous. I'm just like Kobe at the free throw. Like, I'm ready to go. I'm going to sync these two, and let's go.
Love it. Also, make sure, this is just something that I've learned. Yeah, about that, with Soul Big Brain, huge part of this is having somebody in your Discord and always having somebody there. It's hard when I hope you have some other people to help, like some good mods and hopefully other time zones, because I have found that I was spending 12, 15 hours a day on the computer, which kind of gave me some severe anxiety and led to some in real life fights with my girlfriend. You're, you know, God, you're here, but you're not here. You're on the computer. I'm like, I have to be here for the community. So make sure that you give yourself your own space and time in your real life, and have a good team that are, that you can trust to be like, cool, you're handling the Discord, handle the Twitter. I now have some really wonderful people that are amazing and definitely helping me out. And I couldn't do that without them.
Yeah. That's, you know, so relatable. Right, you know, I'm up until launch, like, I gave the last probably 2 weeks, I gave no time to my wife, and she's not a woman that asks for much. Like, she works, she's a lawyer, she works probably 18 hours of the day, 17 hours of the day she works, and she's working from home, and that little bit of time she gets with me, I'm literally like, the moment she comes to sit down to talk to me, I'm like, all right, I've got to go into her space now. And she's like, you know what, she's held her nerve. And just the other day, she kind of, you know, it was the straw that broke the camel's back, and she just went off and be like, oh, you fucking spending all this time with all these other people, and you're connecting with all these, you know, give me the bloody time. I'm like, you know what? I think I got to kind of like just unplug for a minute. And then, so yesterday, today we watched a movie together, just into the spirit of things. We watched a movie, we kind of chilled out. I've been here on this space while she's been sat upstairs listening to music right now. So I'm going to close up this little session of ours in the next 10 minutes. If that's okay with you guys, or if Soulflick wants to carry on, it is like 3 o'clock in my place right now, 10 past 3 in the morning. So I think I'm going to get a little bit of shut eye, guys.
Yeah, get some rest, man. Thank you for having us on. We'll be ready for you tomorrow, you know. Like I said, I only want to do these spaces with you. So whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm going to be up early tomorrow, so I'm going to be out and getting the good word across.
Well, Mando, thank you so much. Like I know it sounds whatever, but I don't care. Thank you so much for what you've done for me and all the people you've told about my project. Infamous, thank you for following me. Let's go to the moon. And even if we don't, you know, we're gonna try to get there. We'll just help each other out, and all we have is each other. And one by one, we will build that ladder to success. Infamous, I'm not me and Mando. I put him as he's in charge of my Discord, and I'm in his. Like, that's my boy.
That's awesome, bro. Yeah, that's how it should be, man. Like, if you don't have anyone else like to help you out with Discord, and you have other projects that are willing to help you out, that'd be awesome. I'm definitely willing to do that if anyone needs help.
Yeah, I think we should be all doing that. Like, say, when it comes around for, like you said, Rex's project, we should be all being in that community. And like I said, I threw a little bit out to Infected's project today, just because I want to see more engagement with his guys and get more productivity or more value in what we're doing. So, like I said, I'm willing to partake as much as I can with anybody, really. Like I said, if you need anything, give me a shout.
Yeah, man, I really appreciate that. I'm actually working on the post right now. I just sent it to you to see what you think about it.
I've just not had the time to look, but I will. I'll probably okay anyway, as long as you're happy with it.
All right, yeah, no rush. Whenever you get a chance.
All right, guys. Awesome. I will.
Thanks, Mando. Just want to say thanks for sending me the text invite earlier. I'm sorry it took me so long, but I'm so happy that you're on Magic Eden, and we need to catch up. I need to hear what's going on with you, and I need to pick your brain about my project too, and hear what's going on with yours, and you know, we just, yeah, all need to support each other. So thank you guys so much. It was good chatting with y'all.
Thank you for coming on and sharing that alpha. And hopefully you've roughly enjoyed that nice bottle of Malbec. Maybe don't go through the whole bottle tonight.
I'll try.
We don't want a headache for tomorrow, do we? So.
Oh, you crack me up. Oh yeah, okay, all right, only 3/4 of the bottle.
All right, y'all have a great night. Much love.
Yo, much love, guys. Speak to you tomorrow.
Peace, y'all. Have a good night.
See y'all.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. For terraspaces.org, I'm Finn, and if you would like us to record your Twitter spaces, reach out on Discord. Finturn #6969. You can also find us on Twitter, twitter.com/twitterspaces.org. Thanks for listening.
Sipping on a little bit of sin I've been giving, try to keep it written down so it feels like I've been living. I've been realizing a minute reality ain't got limits, going out my fucking mind, testing out the physics, stretching out the distance. For instance, let me be specific, the risk is hedge funding the business, betting on the difference, ingesting all the research, sleeping through the rebirth, sliding out feet first, sleep tight little dreamer, early to bed, early to rise with a rugged ass demeanor, taking beats to the cleaners. You know I love my t-shirts and the people who support my little dream here. Transparent cows, I gotta steer clear. 2020 going down is one fucking weird year. Take a second look around, the psyops is winning. Set the table, we just biopsy dinner.
Now, I'm gonna react to that and act like I'm telling you a personal anecdote. Something to break the tension. Something to endear myself a little bit. Something kind of, embarrassing. And you guys are gonna make an aw sound. It's true. It really happened.
They got a tracker in the phone, tracking everywhere we go. When it's fine if I don't know, I already sold my soul. Getting ready, rock and roll, tip the first domino. Feeling abominable with these avalanche flows. Stop and rest on the road, gotta get where I'm going. And the rest of y'all know that we hit the ground soaring. I'll be coming for the fuckers that be summoning the trouble. Running on the double while I'm handing out the W's. Putting wins on the board every fucking day. They love me on the team because I know my fucking place. Better get in where you fit in, I'm delivering the meaning. I inherited the demons, always sneaky, never seen them. If I'm breathing, I'm reading, I'm not even being conceited. I need to see for myself, if you think that I'm believing. It's the season of reason, y'all be seizing the research. I'm receiving the meaning, that shit's called teamwork.
It's not so much as so little has to do with what everything is, but it is within our self-interest to understand the topography of our lives unto ourselves. The future states that there is no time other than the collapsation of that sensation of the mirror of the memories in which we are living. Common knowledge, but important nonetheless.
Terror spaces.